So we've set up the suggestions. We've gone through the suggestions. Of course, you can add many, many more. We've given you a lot of things to work with so that you can actually add any kind of suggestion that you want. But these are the ones that I get the most questions about. These are the ones that people always ask about. So I figured I would put some ground rules down and some guidelines. I think it works really good. But as we talked about in the beginning, there are six phases to the self-hypnosis program. And that was step four, the suggestions, the objective. Now, the fifth phase is the deepening process. And every suggestion previously given will be reinforced and repeated. You're going to try different formulas and suggestions in order to do that. But this is kind of an example of how you're going to deepen the process. Feel it. The effect is taking place. I clearly feel the way this beneficial effect overcomes me more and more. How it grows more and more. Day by day, everything is getting better for me in every way. So that's a generic one, but obviously you could go back and take any of the suggestions in any of the categories that we talked about and reaffirm exactly what it is that you're looking to do. So that's deepening the process. And if you go through all the other material, you're going to find additional concepts to do that. I know we have a lot of other inductions that we do, you know, right in with this particular set of modules that are going to take you to the next level. The sixth phase is ending the hypnosis. And then what you're going to do is you're going to reverse the suggestions except for the ones that you're putting in for the change to take effect or the objectives. So for instance, when you've said you're relaxed, down, your arms are limp, you know, you're asleep, you're in trance, whatever the case might be, then you're going to actually remove those. And where your body goes limp, you're now going to strengthen it up. And so the ending of the hypnosis is going to go something like this. Feel it. Strength is coming back to your body. Your arms and legs are once more flexible and capable of movement. They are moving now. You are brimming with strength and energy. I will count up to three. At three, I will open my eyes and I will be completely awake, full of energy. One, two, three. Awaken. And that's it. Those are the six phases of hypnosis. There's a lot more details that you could put in there, but that's a basic guideline. And with all the other information that you have, you can kind of use this as a way to put it together. There's more intense ones that you could do, but I want to give you guidelines so that you can get the self-hypnosis to work for you powerfully, powerfully, and stronger than you ever have before. Hopefully you've gotten some great information and can use it for whatever type of situation you're dealing with. And I think if you take these concepts and use them on a regular basis, you will absolutely get the results that you're looking for.